Hey, this is Kieja with Emergency Roadside Assistance. Are you a returning caller?
Yes.
All right, can I have that phone number associated?
We're calling from a different phone than that's on the policy.
From your previous call, what number did you give that agent? Give me that same number.
The number we're calling from earlier?
Yes, when she asked you to verify a good callback number, you gave her a phone number. Can you give me that same phone number?
346-373-4443.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so it looks like she didn't know that you were going to call your insurance number for the correct policy. All right, can I have that policy number?
6539-43-33-223.
So I have 6539-43-33-223. Right, yes. Okay. Give me one moment. All right, and can you verify your full address on file for me?
8100 Seawall Boulevard, Galveston, Texas.
Perfect. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling in about?
What's the year, make, and model of your car?
It's a Nissan Saturn. I think they call it Saturn.
All right, and what's the color?
Like a beige green looking thing.
Beige-ish, beige.
Beige, green.
And what seems to be the issue you all have with today with the vehicle?
She locked the keys in the trunk.
Right.
But I can open a door.
Does she have a trunk release? Where if you get inside of the vehicle, you can push.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah, she could just get in through the door, so she'll be able to get out. Do y'all want some cereal?
You want to let that cereal in the car?
Okay.
Okay. So there are a series of questions I'm required to ask. You can answer them by stating yes or no. Are the keys inside the passenger compartment?
No, the keys are in the trunk.
Yes, ma'am. Are the keys in trunk? I'm sorry, these are just questions I'm required to ask. You can answer them by stating yes or no. Are the keys in the trunk?
Yes.
Are there any broken keys?
She already knows. She got to answer questions.
Are there any broken keys?
Any broken keys? No.
Broken keys? No.
All right, and does the vehicle have power locks?
Is it power? Yeah. You gotta use the key to get in.
Yes.
Okay. So when the service provider arrives, you all will be the person there with the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. All right. And where is the vehicle currently located?
In front of the, on the corner of 8100, right on the street. Oh.
I'm sorry.
It's not good.
So it's right on the corner of Seawall Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay.
On 81st Street. It's on the 81st Street. Not on the Seawall side, on the 81st Street, but the 80, right in the corner of both of them.
Come on, push it.
Right in the corner of 81 and 80.
Can you tell me what's near it? Can I, so that I can pinpoint the location? Because I don't know what's on the corner of.
How do you say the Seawall? That. The island. How do you say it?
seawall.
Yeah, but Galveston, what is it close to?
Yeah, what is something that's around it? Like, is there
apartments?
Okay, I see a Seasoned beachfront. I see a.
Yeah, we're close to the beach, across the street from the beach. We're across the street from the beach.
Okay, and the car is where?
On the side of the apartments, on 81st Street. 8400.
On the parking on the street, though. Street parking.
Street parking.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Yeah, you think I'm okay to park right there? Wrong park?
Where are you parked?
Like, not under the stage, but just like.
Like where I always park, like that? Yeah. Nah, she probably don't want it. Probably needs burping.
All right, and it looks like your benefit covers you up to 50 miles, but we $50, but we calculated this service may cost more than your benefits. If you choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available with you at this time?
None. Why is it costing more? The office is right here. Red Loyal's right here, and my car's just down the street. They're on.
Give me one moment, because I see that now. When you're just having a lockout service, you're not getting towed anywhere. Give me one moment.
I know. Call this number for me. I'll be fine.
Thank you. Hi.
All right. So, just in case that this just in case this is not with their insurance policy, I just want to make sure what payment options would you have available.
I don't think she's supposed to have a payment. Her roadside assistance comes with her policy.
For me to proceed, just to make sure, is it in areas I would just need a payment option from you all to see what's wrong.
I paid for my policy. I paid for that road assistance.
Yes, ma'am. Again, in order for me to proceed, it's just in case you all may have to pay. If I can proceed to see if that's even the problem, because you may not have to pay. But I would need for, if it is, what options, payment options do you all have available with you at this time?
I don't have no money. And I need to get to my meeting. My classes, and y'all not making it easy for me. And I don't know why they never asked for no money before, or asked me this question before. I've used y'all before.
All right. Again, I'm not able to proceed without having this option put in.
Well, who else can I talk to about this?
It's actually without. Give me one moment. Let me see what's going on.
Yes, please.